Shaya. But Chomer and the Chum say, they know Ben Chaver Eloi Moal. The Chum say, no, since you say a Lashon of Kainomit, which is only an Issa, a private Issa to you, it's only on you yourself, so therefore they hold, Ben Hu, Ben Chaver Eloi Moal, Lefi Shein Mila B'Kainomit. See, the Chum hold clearly, there's no Issa Mila B'Kainomit. So I could have told you before, this time Chacham hold, there is an Issa Mila. So Mora says, Epoch. Change it around, say like this, Echad Zeh V'Yechad Zeh Loi Moal. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. Who Moav Achaver Eloi Moal? Yes, the person himself that made the Issa, we hold Yesh Mila B'Kenomis. So since you made this bread also to you B'Kenim, it's like an Issa Korban to you. So if you have enjoyment, you're over the Issa Mila. You'll have a Chi of Korban. Just Yechaver is Potter. So therefore it's not a Sira in the Chomer. The more is so, he hochi. Rabbi Meir Oimer, K'enomis Kishvuis. Before we wanted to remain, we didn't want to change it around. That the Rameyah really says that a Kainim is like a Shavua. It's not like Shavua. It's not Mitzarif. And the reason was why? Because it's Mechalik for a Korban. The Rameyah says the same thing Kainomis. If you say that these two breads should be offered to you with a Kainim, it's not Mitzarif. You have to do Kazayas from each one of them. The question is why? You're telling me now, according to Rameyah, there's no Korban by a Kainim. So why is it Mitzarif? Why can't you put a Chassi Zayin together? Ela rather, Kainomis, it's the Rufihu, the Lemitzarif. For Mila Isfahu. But you have to answer what? Kainomis, it's the Rufihu, it's not Mitzarif. Why? For Mila Isfahu, because it has an Issa Mila. No, it's the story we said before, that since there's a Korban, the Korban is Mechalik. And what's the question? Why? Well, I'm a Rav Meir, just telling me now that Rav Meir holds, ain't Mila but Kainomis. Rav Meir holds, there's no Mila but Kainomis Kalal, that there's no Korban at all. How could Rav Meir say that just like a Shavua is not Mitzarif? And we said because of the Korban, the same thing Kainim is also not Mitzarif. If Rav Meir holds the Kainim has no Korban, why shouldn't it be Mitzarif? So my answer is true. I'll tell you, L'divrayim d'Rabbonin Kormalhu. Rav Meir is only talking back according to you, the Rabbonin, but not according to himself, and like this. L'didi, according to me, myself, Rav Meir, I hold true, ain mila b'kanomis kalal. There's no Issa Mila B'Kenomis, and therefore Avada by Kenomis will be Mitzarif. Avada by Kenomis, if you say this Lashon, that it should be Osa to you, to eat from these two breads, the Kainim, Kshit of Yid, a Chatzik Zayas from each one, it's Mitzarif, because there's no Korban by a Kainim. We have, because he holds, Ein Mila B'Kenomis. Since it's only a private Issa on yourself, it's not so strict like a real Hegdish, there's no Korban. What I meant to say is, Lebitchu, but according to you, Rabbonin, that you say, Yesh Mila B'Kainomis, you say by a Kainan, if you have enjoyment, you're over the Yisamila, and there's a Korban, if so, according to you, Oidul and me, if you should agree to me, admit to me at least, the Kainomis Kishvuas, that just like you say by a Shvuas, not Mitzarif, because of a Pinchas Svara, that since they're Cholok Lechatis, so therefore the Namitzarif, the same Svara should apply to a Kainam also. If you hold, there's a carbon by you, there's a carbon by a kainim. So each bread is lechayiv a separate carbon. So therefore, you can't put the two together. So what's the answer? For Rabbanan, they say like this: Shvuah is ikad Rav Pinchas. They hold for Pinchas the Svara. The person says Shvuah, he's not going to eat this bread and he's not going to eat that bread. It's like two separate Shvuas and lechayiv two separate chatoyim. Therefore, you can't put the two together. But I tell you, kainomit. If you only say the lashon of kainim, that these two breads should be offered upon me with an Issa Kainim, Lekad Rav Pinchas. We do not hold from Rav Pinchas. There, even if you have enjoyment from both breads, you're not Chayes to Kavonis. There is only our Mila, the Kanamasi having enjoyment. There's one Issa of having enjoyment from Hegdish, and therefore, as long as it's the Helam Echad, you only Chayes one. So that's the Rabbanan Svar. That you don't say Cholak Lekorbin by a Kainim, only by a Shvuah, not by a Kainim. Now, Omar Rav says, Shavuah shelo yoichal, person swears he will not eat, the yoichal offer, and then he eats dirt, the locher is potter. That's what you were saying yesterday. Just, when you say a Shavuah, I will not eat, what you meant to say is something that's edible. But dirt, that's not edible, it was never included in your Issa. Therefore, it's mutter. Boy, Rav has a shout like this, Shavuah shelo yoichal offer. Person speaks out clearly though, I'm making a shvuah, I swear, I will not eat dirt today. Bekama, how much dirt does he have to eat to be over the Issa? Kivan diyom ashloi oichal, since he says, Lashnai will not eat. So maybe, darti akazayim.
Usually nachila means the size of an aleph, size of a gezayis. Less than that is potter. Or do maybe kiv on the lav midi the achila in shihu v'cholshu. It's not something that people eat. The lav midi the achli in shi. It's not something that people eat. If so, v'cholshu. Then for sure, even though he said the word achila did not mean it, and what he meant to say is even a kolshu should be yosa, so in the family that's a teiku. How what is there goes upon an offer. Some it's boy rob. Rob is a shah like this. Shavuah shaloi oichol chartzin bekama. Someone that makes a shvuah will not eat the pits and the shells of the grapes. The chartzin is the pits or the shells, one of the two. He says I will not eat them. Ama, what's the loch? Bekama, how much do you have to eat to be over? Kivun the misachlei dates. Here it's a little bit better than dirt. Here at least, kivun the misachlei dates harubay. Like if you have the full grapes or you have the pits and the shells with the grapes, sometimes you eat them together. Together you would eat the shells. So therefore, dayt yakazayas. Even though now you're only eating a kazayas worth of shells of the grapes, maybe that's what you meant, or kazayas. Or maybe no. Kivun doloi vino achlilei inshi. Since people do not eat it by itself, if you just have the pits or you just have the shells of grapes, nobody eats them. So maybe therefore, dayt yamashu. Even though you said lashon of achilo, you did not really mean it. You meant even a kolshu. Also take it. Boy Ravashi, Nozir Shomar, Shvuah Shloyecha Chartin, a Nozir, that anyway he's not allowed to eat grapes. He makes a Shvuah now, he's not going to eat the pits or the shells of the grapes. The Kama, how much does he mean to Asa? Why is he different from somebody else? The Chivon, the Kazayas, the Suri, the Raisu, since anyway without his Shvuah, he's a Nozir, he's not allowed to eat grapes. But there the Yisab Shitas on the Kazayas. So Kazayas is also anyway. Therefore, when he swears now he's not going to eat the pits today, he for sure means even a mashu, something that he's allowed to eat midiraisa. Now he wants to put the yista with the shvuah. V'daita yamashu, and for sure he has that on a mashu. Like even on the tzad before, that a normal person, maybe since it's edible in the tarubas, means a kazayis, but by a nozir of the svar for sure, he means even a chati kazayis, even a mashu. Or do maybe no, still. Since that was his lashon, he meant the kazayis and enachnami. Then it would not be chal. Then the shvuah would not be chal, because since he's also treated anyway, he'll be ein shvoyim al shvuah. So what's Toshma coming here? It says shvuah shloy oichal. Person may swear he will not eat. And then it says viochal nevelos the treifas kotshim emoshim chayiv, that he's chayiv is over the yis shvuah, even though these things are also teat without the shvuah. The question is, why is the shvuah chal? It should be ain't shvuah chal al shvuah. He's already mushva b'yomed, not eat nevelos without the shvuah. So why is the chayiv Muslim see? Rabbi Shimon potter. Shimon says no, he's potter true. That since he's chayiv anyway, Rabbi Shimon is shitos. Rabbi Shimon holds the Torah you chayiv with a kol shu. Since midiraisa, you're not allowed to eat even a kol shu of a treifa. So what is your shvuah adding? Your shvuah can't add morissa. Therefore, you're potter on your shvuah. But for Vinimbo, we have the question, am I chayiv, according to Chachamim, why do you say this shvu is chal? When a person swears he will not eat nevelos, or treifas kotzim ramoshim, why is this shvu a chal at all? L'chura mushva v'yemim me'asinayu, he's usher anyway. Even without his shvuah, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat on nevelos, treifas kotzim ramoshim. So even without your shvuah, you're usher. So therefore, the shvu is not chal at all. The answer is, Rav Shmuel Rav Yechanan. The Yarmer, they both say, the Kailo Dvorim HaMutorim in Dvorim HaSurim. That's one answer. That the person did not mean just to make a Shvuah, not eat a Nevela. True. Then the Yisra would not be Chal. What he meant to say is, I'm making a Shvuah, I cannot eat at all today. So the Shvuah for sure is Chal upon his regular lunch or breakfast. The regular food is Chal. So Migu, that the Shvuah is Chal upon the regular food, it's also Chal upon the Nevela and the Trefa. That's one term. That's another guy to us though. For a Shlokish, or Shlokish says no. Either it goes according to Rabbanan Shita, that usually they say Estam Shvua means a Kazayis. So over here we're talking about a special case that he was Meforish. He spoke out clearly, I want to make an Issa Shvua, not eat even a Chati Zayis of an Avela. So that's why it's Chal, because Midirais it's only us or a Kazayis. And your Shvua now makes even a Chati Zayis. Ibistam Faliba the Rabbi Kiva. Or else this mission go according to Rabbi Kiva, and then it's good. The Yoma that Rabbi Kiva says, Adam Maitrata Bakholshu, that any time you make a Shvuah minastam, you mean Bakholshu. Just like the Meforish means the Mashu, Stam also means the Mashu. Now, Vonavela, the Mushlaviyam, Yasinihu, the Chichatz and the Gabi Nazir, the Chur's the same status as a Chartz into a Nazir. Just like a Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes, a regular Jew is not allowed to eat the Veil to Trefes. But time and still we see, why do we say here that the Shavuos Chal on Echatzi Zayas of Nevela only for time of the Pirish? According to Rabbeinu Kos, he explained, he spoke out clearly, Polo Pirish, but if he did not speak out clearly, I won't ask the Kolshu, Daitek Zayas. We say no, if, even though he's also teeth Nevelas anyway, but if he makes a Shavuah, I'm not going to need a Nevela, he only means the Kazayas of it. Shema Amina, so we're going to prove the same thing by Nazir also. If a Nazir makes a Shavuah, he will not eat Chatzanim, L'chur the Shavuah should not be Chal, because all he meant to say is just the Kazayas of it, and the Kazayas is not Chal, because he's Mushra anyway. So what says, if so, El Tishu, the boy Rabbi, Pesh, Rabbi Shailah, Shavuah, Shalai Yechel Ofer, someone makes a Shavuah, will not eat dirt. The Kam, how much do you have to eat to be Chayiv? L'chur Tishu, Tifshoit, Adik Kazayas. Bring a proof that any time he says Stam, Losh, Nachila, he always means the Kazayas. So a nevela kiyofa dummy, because the nevela is also like dirt. You're not supposed to eat it. And the time of the pirish, holy pirish died like a zayis. If you do not speak out, then we say even though it's suffer anyway, still you only mean a kazayis. The verse says no. Here's the difference. Loi, offer la barachilu klal, offer dirt nobody. Therefore, even though the person said I swear I will not eat dirt today, could be for sure he meant even a kol shu, because there's no achil at all by dirt. Dirt is not edible at all. Mashen kein nevela. Basachila. Really, nevela is a piece of meat. Really, it's edible. Just the arihu derovi alei. There's like a lion roaming around it. There's an inside terror. The terror says, this meat you're not allowed to eat. But without the lion around it, it's edible. Here there's a shiloh. Maybe over here, since here he said, I swear I will not eat. What did he mean? A kezayis. But by dirt, when the person says, I swear I will not eat dirt, the arihu doesn't mean even a kol shu. This is the mission of... All right, no, it's back to there. I'll stop here. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're holding by the mission of Chof Beis and the Beis. Says, Shavua Shalai Oichal. Somebody makes a Shavua he will not eat. The Ochal Veshosa. And then throughout the day he does both. He eats and he drinks. The mission says, Einu Chayiv Elachas. He's only chayiv once. One carbon oil of a yerid. It's called one issa shrua. Since he said stam shloi oichal, in the words of oichal is included, he will not drink also. Because we hold shtiya drinking is v'chlal eating. What's going to be though if he says shavua shloi oichal v'shloi yeshta? He speaks out separately, I swear that today I will not eat and I will not drink. Then the yachal v'shosi both eats and drinks today. The chayiv shtayim. If he does it b'shoigeg, he's chayiv two kabonis. Does it b'mezid, he'll get malchus twice. Since he spoke out separately, that I will not eat and I will not drink, so that's called a separate shvuah for drinking. And the Gemara is going to ask, why is the second shvuah chal? When you say first, I swear I will not eat, we just said in eating means you will not drink also. So when you first said, I swear I will not eat, it's included you will not drink. So when you say, secondly, I swear I will not drink, it should not be chal, because one shvua cannot go upon a second shvua. So we'll see this in the Gemara. What's going to be shvua shalei oichal? He says, I swear I will not eat today. And v'yochal paschitim, he has a good meal today. In the middle of the day, he eats bread, wheat bread, and then he eats a pasurim, barley bread, and then a paskusmin, spelt bread he eats. Halacha is ein achayiv alachas. As long as it's only the helam echad, it's one forgetting, he's only chayiv one korban. Or it's pasurachat, is only chayiv one malchus. What's going to be though if he says, Shavuah shalei oichal pas chitim, u pas thurim, u pas kusmin? He speaks out clearly, he swears that today he's not going to eat no bread, he's not going to eat wheat, or barley, or spelt bread. The ochal, then he eats these three breads, locher is chayiv a kolachas v'yachas. Even though it's with one helim, one forgetting, but each one is a separate issa shavuah. It's like he spoke out separately, I swear I will not eat wheat bread, I swear I will not eat barley bread. So if he eats from both the kazayas of both of these breads, kazayas from each one, he's chayav separate. The mezid malchus, the shaykh of korban. What's going to be if he says, shavua shalei eshta, I swear that today I will not drink. V'shasa mashkin harbe, and throughout the day he drinks plenty. Is ein chayav elachas, as long as only with one forgetting, or else with one hasarah, they only warned him once. You're not allowed to eat today. You're not allowed to drink. You swore you're not going to drink. He's only chayiv once. Since he said one shavua, I will not drink. So as much as you drink, it's all that first shavua that you're being over. What's going to be the shavua shloi eshte yayin v'shemen udvash? He speaks out clearly, I swear that today I will not drink wine or oil or honey. And then he goes and drinks from all these three. Is chayav v'cholachas v'yachas. Each one is a separate, a very separate shavua, even though the Behelamechad one forgetting, Yechayiv three kabbonis. What's going to be shavua shloi oichal? He swears generally, I will not eat today. V'yochal oichlem sheinim ruyim lachila. And he eats things that's not fit to be eaten, that we had yesterday, like dirt. He goes and eats some dirt. Or else, v'shoso mashkin sheinim ruyim lishtiyah. He drinks something that sounds like pitch or tar. That's not drinkable. Is pata? Shit is pata. Since he said a lashon shavu, I swear I will not eat. So the lashon of eating means something that's edible. If it's not edible, that's not called an achila, and it's not called ishtiya. What's going to be though shavu or shle oichal? He makes a general swear I will not eat today. Then the ochal nevela eats nevela trefus ashkoshim or moshim. And again, we had the chiluk yesterday. These things are edible. They are food. Just there's a lion over it saying, you're not allowed to eat it. So chayiv, therefore Tanakhama says, yes, chayiv, you swore you will not eat today, and by eating these things, it's edible. Treifus is edible. Therefore, you're over the shvua. For Rabbi Shimon, point, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're potter from the korban. Again, because we have Rabbi Shimon, Shita is, that when a Torah says, not to eat nevelas, it's even a kol shoe. So therefore, since it's also to eat even a kol shoe, when you make a shvua, I'm not going to eat it, it's not chal the shvua. Because one shvua is not chal on something that you have to listen to the Torah anyway. It's mushba v'yemim ehasinahu. So according to Rabbi Shimon, when you swear not to eat nevelas, the shvua is not chal. Therefore, you're potter from the korban. What's going to be, all my person says like this, koinem ishti nenesli. I put an issa koinem, I make like my wife. She should be osa to have any enjoyment from me. In other words, she can't live with me. I put an issa nedra upon my wife that she cannot have enjoyment from me. When? If I will eat today. So he made an isser on a tanai, on a condition. He said, my wife should be offered to me if I eat today. Now, vu ochal nevelas atreis of ashkoshim ramoshim, he went ahead and he ate today. Even though we only ate a nevela or a treif of ashkoshim, here, even Rabbi Shimon, harei ishte asura, even Rabbi Shimon would agree over here that the neder is chal and his wife is offered him. Why? Because here the isser, The isser is that his wife should be osatim. So that's not mushva v'yomid. His wife, namal, your wife, you're allowed to live with your wife. So the isser ned, there is chal upon your wife, that has the mokka to be chal. He just made a condition. It's a tanai. That when should the isser ned be chal upon my wife? On a condition that I eat today. So any time you eat, no matter what you eat, you're makayim the condition. Like the isser is not chal upon the eating. In the ratio where you're making a shavua, you will not eat today. So Shimon says, if you're making a shavua, you will not eat nevelas, it's not chal the shavua. You can't eat it anyway. But over here, the yisr is not eating. That's only the condition. But since it's only the condition, the tanai, if you eat even nevelas, it's called you ate today. And therefore now, the neder is chal that your wife is offered to you. Talimor says, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baravin, Omer Shmuel, Shavua shelo yoichal. A person makes a swear, he will not eat today. Fishos, and then he goes and drinks. Is chayiv, shno is chayiv is over the shavua. Like it's according to Tashan the Mishnah. Because we hold shdiya is the chlal achila. Even though you only said you will not eat, but drinking is included in eating. Iboy yisem, if you want, I will answer you svarat the reasoning. Iboy yisem, if you want, I have a pasuk to teach us this. Iboy yisem, it's for the reasoning. The yomala inish. Somebody says to his friend, Nitza midi, like, let's go eat. Let's go taste something. And what do? They go, they eat, and they drink. I only told you, let's go eat. You see, that's where people talk. When I say to go eat, part of eating is to drink. True, you eat more than you drink. But you still drink. The boy same if you want, crew, I have a posse for this. That shtiya bechlal achila, how do I know this? The yomer ashlokish. How do I know that drinking is included when the Torah says not to eat something or to eat something? The pasuk says, You're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. Inside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat Maisa Sheini of the goncha of your grain, of your wine. Now, it's said a lashon of yachalti, you should eat